A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, the smouldering car fire that continues to be Battlefield 2042 has been detailed a little bit more from Jeff Grubb doing a live stream over on Giant Bomb, which also has been previously corroborated by Tom Henderson, known industry leaker, who did a report back in January, and now things are all lining up as to the state of that game, what's been going on behind the scenes, and the future of the franchise overall. The interesting thing, though, is the bits and pieces that Jeff Grubb got to, which is to say that the development team is down to skeleton crew, and it is apparently abandoned ship time. Now, EA have reached out to Jeff Grubb to say that this is untrue, but I will read some specific quotes. Jeff Grubb says, Battlefield 2042 is down to a skeleton crew. Those people are specifically just working on the promised additional seasons that the game needs to meet the requirements of the high-end version that it sold. And he says again, you know, it's the abandoned ship time. EA responded, this is untrue. There is a significant team at DICE alongside our other studios focused on evolving and improving the Battlefield 2042 experience for all players. They're committed to the future of Battlefield 2042.
Guys, we are committed. We have one helicopter for you. We've got one helicopter. What more do you want? We've got one season after 10 months. Come on.
So this is the thing. So, well, I'll get to that in a very quick second because this was on Twitter. Jeff posted the response that he got from EA and then said himself, my position, this is what Jeff says, my position on these things is consistent. If you hear two stories about what is happening, look for the space where both things are true. And then Tom Henderson said it's nice to have some corroboration for the report that he put out earlier in the year, and that's the whole thing. Like you were saying, season one has just launched. I looked that up. It's been 6 months since November 19th.
Yep.
And season one for the game has finally launched. However, that is primarily made up of skins. Would you like, alongside a ton of skins, two new weapons? Would you like one new specialist? Would you like one new gadget? And two new vehicles.
To be honest, Scott,
and a battle pass.
I would like, you know, no new specialists. I would like the maps that are already there to be better. You know, this obviously, if this came out at the start of the year or in spring, where it was initially supposed to roll out, I don't think the response would have been as explosive as it has been, because you know that's an okay amount of content for just like a random season. But for it, a lot of people, myself included, have been looking at the start of season one, at the start of this proper post-launch additional content as the game's saving grace. I wanted it to be substantial. Well, a lot of people assumed, because they pushed it from spring to summer, that it was going to be substantial. And then, yeah, it's like it's a weapon, a couple of weapons, you know, some skins, a battle pass, a vehicle in one map, essentially.
So, the stuff that was in Henderson's report dove a lot more into the overall development of the game and everything coming together, and just the fact that it has been a hell of a messy development. According to Henderson, EA literally wanted to, the general mandate was copy what's popular, and they wanted to chase the Battle Royale boom, they wanted to chase the hero shooter boom, which obviously led to the likes of the Specialist, which is kind of their stand-in for heroes, essentially, like the dude that's behind us. But overall, none of that stuff went down well with the development team themselves, and a lot of veteran team members who were working on Battlefield 5, for example, have just left DICE over that stuff, because apparently their notes on the franchise just weren't listened to. And Henderson also says that the future of the franchise is only going more in that direction. Apparently plans are not set in stone, plans are still fluctuating, but the general thing seems to be that EA are still chasing the specialist slash hero shooter type mode model for Battlefield going forward, and they also want to do another Battle Royale. The big time window is at least 6 months, but it'll probably be something after that when the next main Battlefield installment comes out. However, I would say that you should stay the hell away from Battlefield for a good chunk of time. This needs to be a Battlefront situation where they have to go, we can't keep getting away with this.
Well, that's it, Man, and I feel like with Battlefield 2042, the teams at DICE and EA have kind of finally reached the end of whatever magic they had that were producing like these great turnarounds in games like Battlefront 2, in games like Battlefield 4 and 5, which did eventually become really solid titles after really rocky launches. And now with 42, this seems like the one where that look has ran out. And it's kind of, we're in a weird position with it, because alongside these insider reports, we've had EA being out there, like you said, you know, saying that they're committed to it, putting Vince Zampella from Respawn in appointing a new head of the Battlefield franchise to take it in a new direction and hopefully steer it back on the right side of the water. That was a ship analogy that didn't quite go anywhere, didn't really work. My point is that, you know, this is a big ship to steer, and now we have got new commitments from EA, but who knows when Battlefield is going to be back in fighting shape.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What was that tanker that got stuck for ages?
Oh, what was that? Like that Suez Canal?
That's Battlefield 2042. I think that they kind of just want to unstick it for a bit and go, look, guys, it can still move. It can still be a ship. But most of us are just going, no, it's not got any real utility right now. And we'd rather that the whole mess was just cleaned up. That is an interesting talking point, though, in regards to, you know, Battlefield 2042 had so much potential. Is it the kind of thing that is even worth salvaging? Because it feels like the way that it's coming together is that they have done a Mass Effect Andromeda, essentially. They've looked at what they sold you and then gone, okay, what is the bare minimum that we can do from a legal standpoint to avoid false advertising? Alongside the fact that they are removing modes from this thing and downsizing the next-gen features. There was the, I forget the name of the mode, but it's 128 players.
Breakthrough.
That's now being downsized to make the game run smoother, and I think it's Hazard Zone is being wound down on as well. So it seems like they're stripping features out to be like, can we just get this barge out the canal?
Hazard Zone was never wound up. Hazard Zone was like never a thing, even at launch, and it sucks. And I'm being harsher right now because I bought into this game so much
when
it launched. I played like 70 hours of it when it came out. I was looking forward to it. I'm a longtime Battlefield fan. I wanted it to be a return to form. And I did enjoy what I played at the start of this year and the end of last year. Like, I did have fun with this game in a lot of ways. Like, I thought the gunplay itself felt really good. I thought, like, the even some of the new specialist abilities were really interesting, like the wingsuit and what have you. I thought the weather effects looked, you know, incredibly gorgeous. And I liked how that added a bit of dynamism comparison to the maps. But the issue is, like, there was a foundation there that I thought they could have built on, and to see them, like, just knock, like, those foundations down as the months have gone on has been so frustrating. Like, 128 player breakthrough was, like, the one saving grace, the one great game mode, I thought, at launch, and I'm like, that's, you're learning the wrong lessons, that's all I can say.
It was so weird. If you go back to last year, it was gonna be, and it still became, the one year where we got Call of Duty, Halo, and Battlefield all in the same year, and I was like, oh my god, this is a huge deal. It's been a while since we had that. I think it was like 2011 or something. And it was like Battlefield 2042s. They felt like they were in front first place. Like, Halo Infinite was delayed for a year, looked like a whole mess. Call of Duty was going through a downswing with Vanguard. It looked like Battlefield was the most confident of the three, but obviously as you dive into all the behind-the-scenes stuff, it was like a really messy development overall, and the various notes on the franchise were avoided, and we got this weird kind of cobbled together thing that didn't really have any focused direction, even though the marketing was pretty spot on, and it seemed like it did have this sort of chaotic focus and whatever. But it's just weird, because in video game development, every art department, every overall team can put the time in, but if they don't get the time to actually bring all those elements together in the final few months, it is just a big mess. And they've been stitching it together in front of our eyes for the last 6 months, and I just think that even though they've tagged on a battle pass to try and sort of maybe pivot into some sort of free-to-play model eventually, it just feels so unfocused and messy, and it's just kind of there now if you want it, kind of like Mass Effect Andromeda.
We're going to do a video on a Kotaku's report into Fallout 76 soon, and the story is very similar across these two games, and it's just a lack of clear creative vision. Like you said, you know, you can have all of these teams working, no doubt, you know, ridiculous hours to get this game into shape, but if you have no kind of unified vision for a title or what it should be, or you change that vision, which is allegedly what happened with Battlefield, if you believe the Tom Henderson reports, like, that just results in a lot of disparate elements where some things kind of worked. Like I said, you know, there was potential in the 128 players thing. There was potential in some of that, like the game modes, like the Hazard Zone could have been good, but it kind of limps out and they're all kind of like half formed, and they're not, like, they don't have a clear vision behind them. There's nothing unifying the Battlefield 2042 experience right now, and that is a complete difference when you compare it to even something like Battlefield 4, which I said had a rocky launch, but that at least had something to unify around. Whereas this is like, hey, do you want 128 players? You can kind of have that, but then we might take it away. Hey, do you want Hazard Zone? That's there, but we're not going to really support it, and we're going to wind that down. It's just like, here is some stuff.
There's something where I don't know how many people are in, you know, the David Brent, the Ricky Gervais thing, where it's like take thing and thing and then just mesh them, like a bit of that. It feels like, you know, it's like all of us, we can see what they're doing. Like you imagine this corporate, this sort of general meeting room where they just went, well, we should do the Battle Royale thing, we should do the hero shooter thing. People like that, the kids love that. Well, what IP have we got? Battlefield. Let's just make that work somehow. And it's like, no, we can see that that's not going to mesh it all together. I did that there where I just sort of made a little house, little finger house. Where I was like, that's just never going to work. And one thing that's mentioned in Henderson's report as well is mention of the connected universe of Battlefield games, which would potentially allow them to do this sort of hero-type spin-off stuff whilst potentially maintaining the more boots-on-the-ground, standard military, you know, an actual Battlefield. But that reeks to me of some company just going, well, the MCU is big and the kids like the shared universe, so let's just throw that in there as well. We can do a bit of everything. Just have faith in your IP. You grew it in the first place. Have faith in the creatives, the developers, the art departments, and everybody else.
I could not echo that sentiment more. Like, this is not just EA and DICE or whoever.
No.
It's everywhere. Video game studio on the planet. And everywhere on the planet.
Right now.
Trust in your creatives. Trust in the brands that you have. Stop trying to make the successful things you already have more successful by copying and chasing other people's successes. That never works. How have we not learned this lesson by now? How has EA killed Dead Space in not gone, that was our fault, that probably shouldn't have made it a co-op action-based shooter. We probably should have let the developers do what they do best. It's
I
the
know.
Exact same thing here.
The creative who made Dead Space is making a newer, potentially better Dead Space. Now you can remake Dead Space and try and franchise better over and over again. But yeah, let us know what you think down in the comments below. Did you buy Battlefield 2042, or your general thoughts on the game overall? It's been a hell of a previous 6 months, and only Lord knows what the next 6 months bring to the table. For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.